This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden Friday, Trump said the declaration would free federal aid to help fight the virus.
The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
The president said he is also asking hospitals to implement their emergency preparedness plans. Trump said the government, working with hospitals, will remove every obstacle to give the American people the health care that they need. The president also said he expects up to 500,000 additional tests to be made available by early next week. However, he asked that only Americans who need the test for the virus get one. U.S. airstrikes struck Iranian-backed militants in Iraq following a rocket attack that killed two American troops and a British service member this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
General Frank McKenzie, America's top Middle East commander, says there are other sites the U.S. has not hit because of potential civilian casualties and sensitivities with the Iraqi government. Baghdad is angry over the strikes, with Iraq's military saying three commandos and two police officers were killed. McKenzie says the Iraqis knew the attack was imminent.
If Iraqis were there and if Iraqi military forces were there, I would say it's probably not a good idea to position yourself with Kataib Hezbollah in the wake of a strike that killed Americans and coalition members.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Schools in France are closing down, and large gatherings all over Europe have been canceled in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Europe has now become the epicenter of the pandemic, with more reported cases and deaths than the rest of the world combined.
The World Health Organization is warning that not only is Europe now the worst hit by the coronavirus contagion surpassing Asia, but that it would also be a, quote, deadly mistake for other countries to think it couldn't happen to them. In France, it's the last day of class for school children, after President Emmanuel Macron called for the closure of all nurseries, schools and universities until further notice. Orchestras played to empty concert halls in Germany, and Czech pubs are turning off the beer taps at the start of a 30-day state of emergency. European leaders have warned that things will get worse before they get better. In Italy, where the death toll passed 1,000 in Europe's deadliest outbreak, the government has imposed a blanket closure of restaurants, bars and almost all shops, except food stores and pharmacies.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. Hundreds of people gathered in Christchurch, New Zealand Friday to honor the 51 lives lost in a shooting attack on two mosques in the city last year. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
In an emotional press conference on Friday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that the country has fundamentally changed since the shootings, but that there is much more work to be done.
The challenge for us will be ensuring that in our everyday actions, in every opportunity where we see bullying, harassment, racism, discrimination, calling it out as a nation.
Ardern was praised across the globe last year for her response to the attacks. In their wake, the country outlawed the weapons used by the gunmen within weeks. Ardern said a Sunday memorial marking the anniversary of the attacks is still supposed to go ahead as scheduled, but she acknowledged that could change if the coronavirus situation in New Zealand gets worse.
That's Gloria So reporting. The United Nations Refugee Agency says escalating violence in Burkina Faso is forcing thousands to flee their homes and prompting an increasing number of refugees from Mali to return to their country. The UN Refugee Agency reports 14,000 people have fled their homes in Burkina Faso in the last 17 days, bringing the total number of people displaced within the country to 780,000. Attacks by extremists linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terror groups are adding to the instability of the already beleaguered African country. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.